So certainly all over the world, there's lots of coverage of a research program looking at an antibody therapy called lecanemab. It is early days yet, I think it's fair to say, but many people are talking about this as the beginning of a substantial breakthrough in the treatment of Alzheimer's. Some are describing it as the dawn of a new era. So what's involved and what are the possible timelines for this becoming available if indeed it's safe and effective as so many people hope? Professor Girish Modi is Emeritus Professor in the Department of Neurosciences at the Faculty of Health Science at the University of the Witwatersrand. Professor, good afternoon to you. Many thanks for your time.
To assist in this. So that's quite astounding statements that have been made, eh?
Yes.
So once again, whenever something like this happens, then media hysteria is an issue.
Right.
And that we have to do this in a balanced way. But having said that, this is quite exciting because it's for the first time. So you see, Alzheimer's is the commonest form of dementia that we know, number one.
Yes.
Number two, Alzheimer's is a degenerative, which means you wear and tear very fast, a disease in the brain, and it's principally linked to the accumulation of a protein called amyloid. So we normally have this protein in our brain cells, and there's a pathway that breaks this down, and so it doesn't accumulate. But in Alzheimer's, there's a problem in the breakdown of this protein, which then accumulates in our new nerve cells, interferes with the function of the nerve cells, and it manifests with the earliest symptom of memory loss. Then we start we begin to lose all reasoning, etc., and we become what one would call demented over a period of 10 to 20 years.
So, Professor, this protein, understand what you're saying, it builds up in the brain, and this antibody therapy may well be efficacious in removing it. Does that then suggest that we need to get diagnosis as early as possible?
And
if
Professor, could I just put
the question, if you don't mind? If that indeed is the case, how good are we at diagnosing Alzheimer's as early as we should?
Yeah, so we're not very good at that either. So that's
yes.
The problem. Yeah. So that's why I'm saying to you that it has to be tempered with some caution. Firstly, we may be treating lots of non-Alzheimer's with the same antibody. So we need to be wary of that. But diagnosing Alzheimer's early will be possible if we can find some marker. So that should be where the research will now focus. But the excitement is that this is the first time where we've shown an antibody binding to this protein and then creating, and then the brain's immune system breaking this protein down.
Right.
And so you're reducing this abnormal protein load, so to speak, in the brain. And that's very important. And that has reduced or slowed down the disease in an 18-month period by 27%. Now, that's not big, but it's better than what we've had to date.
So what kind of pathway is followed in the next steps, Prof? Is it working at an improved version of lecanemab, or is it working on some of the other things that you've described, for example, the diagnostic processes?
I think you have to do all. So you really need to find an early diagnostic process. There are lots of things that have come and gone and nothing has been sustained. In terms of the treatment, once you have it, if you can slow the disease down, once you've been diagnosed with it, then that's also exciting. And so what we would then do, like you say, is find maybe ways of different molecules other than lecanemab that would act in terms of breaking this protein load in the nerve cells. So what this research has done is it's opened the door towards treatment for Alzheimer's. It's not perfect, but it means work can be done. And then you're quite correct in saying that we now need greater research on trying to find early diagnosis. Then maybe we'll do extremely well.
Is this how medical research works, that you don't necessarily get eureka moments, but you get little breakthroughs that lead into other potential pathways? The characterizing of these things as wonder drugs is always too early, but we shouldn't also understate the importance of a breakthrough in scientific understanding.
Absolutely correct on all points. Remember that the majority of great breakthroughs in medicine have been serendipitous and by accident.
Okay.
So we must bear that in mind, number one.
I didn't know that.
It's true.
Yes.
Number one. And number two, that it's always the little breakthroughs. Well, you know, I mean, they're hailing this in a big way, and I'm not surprised, because do you know that to date, nothing, zero, has worked for Alzheimer's? So to find something that gives you a response that works in the way they've shown it to work, and we have to have this repeated. Remember, this is also a study designed and done through a pharmaceutical company.
Right.
And so most of the purists would say, take it with a pinch of salt. But if this is repeatable and it can be shown to be convincingly true, then I think we've got something.
And just finally, Prof, I mean, the pricing at the moment, and I'm not even going to do the conversion, but they're talking about anywhere between 10, let's split the difference and call it £20,000 per patient per year. What's the kind of trajectory where something that is developmental at this stage and tends to be very expensive, do the prices of these inevitably come down as the research builds up and the application increases?
So you know how this works. Big Pharma will say, oh, we've spent so much trying to develop this.
Right.
We have to recoup that money. And so that's their argument. So they come up with big prices. But, you know, let me tell you honestly, if it's 10 to 20,000 pounds per annum, which is how much? 2 million rands.
Yes. The numbers are going off the page.
Wrong, but it sounds like 2 million rands per annum. Yeah, that's a big amount. But if you think of the impact Alzheimer's has on society and the amount of money we spend on caregivers and so forth, then, you know, if you get an actuary, you balance it out and it'll show benefit, I'm sure.
Thanks so much. Professor Girish Modi is Emeritus Professor in the Neuroscience Department at Wits University. Just on that number that he was alluding to, I mean, the cost of this therapy is eye-watering, but Britain estimates that they spend £25 billion already on trying to mitigate the effects of Alzheimer's. Maybe this is a condition that has affected you or your family or people that are close to you. And I'm wondering, when you hear news of not necessarily this drug, but any drug that represents potentially some sort of breakthrough in treating a condition that you or someone close to you is absolutely getting hammered with, do you try to temper your optimism, or do you reach out and say, wow, this may be in time to save us? How do you respond? I've not been in that position. But I'm just wondering, is this in some ways a mixed blessing because it's there but elusive and probably not close enough yet to make a difference in your life? Please let me know. Can hope be the flip side of despair?